Blog Talk Radio. God bless you, families and friends. This is my season for favor. This is your season. Do you know this is your season? I know many of you, you should be shooting it right back at me and say, you know what, Pastor? Yes, I do understand. I do know that this is my season. Why? Because I live in the kingdom. And because if I live in the kingdom, every season is my season. Every season is a blessed season. Every season is a miracle season. Because why? We live in the kingdom. That is the wars of being in the kingdom of God, not being in religion or tradition or men's set rules or men's set regulations, but in the kingdom of God. And I thank God for each and every one of you. My God, this is going to be very impactful week, a very influence and very motivating week. My God, is hopefully it's going to begin to expand your intellect and begin to expand your capacity to gather more. And you're going to find the important, why it's very important to gather so much philosophy and so much knowledge, but you could really be an individual that executing accurate. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the Lord and our personal Savior. I thank God for my wife, First Lady. Amen. And I thank God for our ADM family. It's always a bless him. Y'all just keep holding on. Keep our very own Pastor Smith up in prayer. You're definitely going to be hearing from him soon. Hopefully we'll be hearing soon for our own Deacon-elect Joe as well. But our listeners all across America, all across the world, we thank God for each and every one of you. It's a blessing for you all to come on and just go ahead and always a blessing. And I thank God for each and every one of you, because it is a blessing for you all to come and keep communion. It's very encouraging. Amen. Once you understand that Norway, United Kingdom, Australia, it's very, my God, motivating. I want to send a shout out to our brothers and sisters over there in Germany, South Africa. My God, we thank God for you. It's very encouraging. Amen. And also, I want to send a shout out right here in our United States of America. We thank God for you all as well. It is very encouraging. South Carolina and Los Angeles, California, Nevada, Denver, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Missouri, Massachusetts. It's very, my God, encouraging that you all be on with us and you all celebrating and breaking the bread of life with us. We thank God for you all. Texas, Florida, Alabama, Virginia, my God, we thank God for you all. Canada, Tennessee, we thank God for you all as well. It's a very encouraging thing. That's always very blessing. Listen, I realized, my God, on yesterday we having over 250 downloads. Over 250 downloads. That's where somebody comes on, they log on. You can always attain each message or each teaching or each thing that you come that we share over the air. It's been recorded. You can come back and download. But I just want to let our download listeners know that, listen, I want you to text me. I want you to get in contact with me, because all we're doing is scratching the surface. It's a lot of introduction. The information is so rich and it's so thick to where we got to go into the depthness of it, and we don't be having enough time in the morning to go into the depthness of the word. So I want you to begin to get at me, my God, for we can begin to get you this information and begin to take you into the place where God has designed for you to go, and that way you can begin to operate with accuracy, amen, in the kingdom. And I'm just so excited. I know many of you just geared up, my God, and ready for God to do. Listen, we're coming into our September the 1st. I want to remind you all of the prophecy, remind you all what God says. Amen. You need to be faithful. Faithful, my God, to your local church. Faithful, and you're going to begin to see why. Why it plays so much a part in your life, in your life, in explosion. Some of you are going to need to be around all that positivity. You're going to need to be around all that prayer, because many of you right now, your life is transitioned. Your life is being executed. So now let's go ahead and do better. Amen. Let's begin to beat our flesh. Let's begin to now allow our flesh to take over. Let's be business-minded individual success. On their minds, amen. We live in a strict structure life. Put it in yourself. Don't wait on no one to put it into you. You go ahead and put it into yourself. I want you to get ready to get geared up. Get yourself mentally ready, mentally there, and say when September the 1st come in, you know what? I'm not going to be late at my church. I'm not going to be late in prayer. I'm not going to be late Bible study. I'm going to be there before time. I'm going to be in my word. Get your mind geared up, because I got to train you to go into a new place, and you're going to see that being obedient to God is better than any sacrifice that you can give. And I'm so excited, because many of you, you're going to get ready to be, you're going to go on an accelerated pace into the different things that God already released into your life. You ain't seen nothing yet. I have a thing that I always say. I just don't want to be in God, you know, just be on the outside. You could be in your house, but guess what? You just at your front door. In order to get the benefits of what your house have, you have to come on in. You got to come on in. You'll think that screams when you ask somebody to come into your house and all they do is stand at the front door. They stand right there at the front door and you tell them, come on in, come on in. And they won't come on in. They just stand at the front door. Well, that's what God is trying to do to many of us. He wants us to come on in the kingdom. Don't stand at the front door, because if you can stand at the front door, you have the enemy have a chance to snatch you out. Amen. So let's get ready to come on in. Let's get ready to be empowered. Let's get ready to keep moving from level to level. Let's get ready to keep going into the things of God. Are you ready for this week for it to bring forth your blessing, your healing, and things that God has for you? Are you ready, my God, to get ready to receive the different things, the revelation, the rainbow, my God, the information that God has for you, for to continue to take your life from realm to realm, place to place, glory to glory? Are you ready? And I know that many of you ready to get ready to go, and I'm telling you right now, I can give, my God, it's like the old saying, I give joy when I think about what God is doing for me. I feel my preach coming on, so I might as well get ready to let this mother get ready to pray. Mother, I feel my preach coming on this morning. You better help me out, or I mess up some etiquette in a minute. My God. Go ahead, mother. Go ahead and intercede with us.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Father, we thank you. First of all, I give God the honor who's the true head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to you, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone in ODM ministry this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your throne once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God, the throne of thanksgiving, God, giving you the glory and the praises this morning, God. We thank you for breathing down on our life once more, huh? This morning, that about shake, God. And as you begin to open our eyes, huh, we look towards the hill, God, and begin to just to say thank you, God, for another day's journey. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we thank you for helping us, God, for keeping us safe all night long until this point, God. So we say thank you once again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, about God, what you have done for us, God. We thank you for the shaking and the making, Lord, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator, Lord, God, regulator for us this morning, God, that we lay down with our minds on you, God. And when you touched us this morning, Lord, God, we still had you on our minds, God. So we thank you, God, Lord, God, for beginning to open our eyes to the God and the most in the spirit, God, and begin to open our ears, Lord, God, that we can hear how clearly from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace, God, that we can rest in your peace, God, as we begin to sleep in your peace, God. We don't have to worry about things and anything, God. Oh, God, because we know, Lord, God, that you're fixing every situation, God, that you're turning every situation around in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up our companion this morning, God. We thank you for your divine healing, God. We thank you for your making it shaking even for them, God. Greater than Moshe in them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for making the strong soldiers, God. strong soldier, he called the Moshe, that walks like giants, he called the Moshe, that won't bow down. Oh God, yes, he called the Moshe. Don't mind crying out to you, God. Oh, praying like never before, God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we shall live, huh? And not die, the Lord, the Moshe, God, in the cloud of works of the Lord. We shall be with the nation, huh? That don't mind crying out. Don't mind crying out to you, he called the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, this morning. We lift the very sick vessels out of here, huh? In the name of Jesus, go both under the God. Yes, you say the Lord, yes, God. By your stripes, you're already here. So take your healing, little God. Walk in it. Standing in, go both speaking in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, little Moshe, God, we thank you this morning. We speak in the atmosphere this morning once again. Peace to little Moshe, God, little Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, we go to. We speak healing in the atmosphere, God. Hey, the Lord, Moshe, God. Hey, the Moshe, God. We thank you, God, for your angels that you expect, God. Hey, the Moshe, in our homes and our doors, God. Yes, Moshe, God. We thank you this morning, God. We cry out victory cry, oh, the Moshe. This morning, in the name of the Moshe, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he has died. We lift up our babies once again, oh, Lord God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them as they're on the way to the Eco School, God. Yes, Lord. And the way back in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to provide for them. Make a way out of no way for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't let the ask, Lord God. Don't let us get so big-headed that we can't pray for one another, oh, God. We thank you, God, this morning, God. We thank you for loving one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, oh, my God, that you are crushing that heart of the inanimate heart, God, and begin to put that flesh in the spirit in, God. Say, no more shake, God, that we continue to shut our heart. Don't let anything go in there. Oh, but let your word abide in our heart. Write it up on our heart, God. And yes, you go to heart. That we never forget your word. And the way that you, way you love us, God, we thank you, God. Because we realize, God, that it ain't no more shake, God. Everything that you have for us, it is for us, God. In the name of Jesus, no more shake, God. Oh, God, I speak no more shake, God. Let us continue to carry our crown, God. You know, Moshe, just like you have character of Eco Moshe, God. Let us carry our own cross, Eco Moshe. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Eco Moshe. Oh, God, we realize it don't get heavy, God. Oh, the Moshe, but you said the greatest in us, in you, God, Eco Moshe, they have. What more can we need? What more can we say, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God. If you do that, we can do the ACR also, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, so let us begin to cry out, God. Let us begin to cry out. Thank you this morning, Adam Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You thank God hadn't did nothing to you. He called Moshe. It was a miracle for you this morning. Just breathing on you, God. Giving you another opportunity of life in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to know how. Let's throw everything out. It's not like God. Oh, the asking, God. Let you come in mind to be, God. Let us begin to take the questions up of our arms, up of our arms, God. Let us continue to lean on you. Nobody but you, Lord, oh God. Nobody but you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Hallelujah. You already let us know how, that you are our provider, Hallelujah. Say, God, you will provide every one of our needs, Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, go to my stand out. Oh, God, we lift up our mothers of the church today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to bless them, continue to strengthen them. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, why we cry out to you this morning, God. We truly need you, huh? And when we look around and see the circumstance, in the most day, God, we know all this is going on, huh? Oh, but let us see, Lord, we go on say that none of us are not. Nobody but you, God. You are doing the answer to us. You're still working miracles, God. We see you breaking every stone we are down today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, go on, God. Oh, God, we see you come no more. Begin to let us see how sin is on our life, God. That we can ask you to wash us in your blood, yes, under the God. That we'll come to the heart of repentance, God. Not just by the lips, Eco Moshe, not high, but that heart is Eco Moshe. In the name of Jesus, God. let us see our faults. God, don't let us come up out in the mighty name of Jesus, but let us see our faults this morning. Oh, God, that you can come in mighty and do a great thing in us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the information once again. Yes, Lord, what you are pouring into our spirit, oh, we thank you, Lord, we thank you for opening the Bible, that we can receive that nobody can tell us what you can do, because we know for ourselves, God, you are great. I am, whatever you need, what you need in God, he'll be just as a God. If you need him to be your mother, he'll be your mother. If you need him to be your father, he'll be your father. Oh, God, he has secret. Oh, God, we thank you for him being the food on our table, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you already told us, man shall not just live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, this morning, God. We lift up every man of God this morning, God, that's truly walking in here, speaking in here, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them step on the wall, God, without coming down. Yes, Lord, let them cry out. Let them cry out to truth, God, because we need the truth. That will make us grow. That's what to make us stand on the word of God in the book, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. Because I realize, God, a lot of us have. I'm tired of being sugar-coated, but still walking in our step, God. Let us begin to move step out of the way, out of the God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move the feelings out of the way, out of the God. And we realize, God, it does not. Feelings is not all about, it's not about you, God. Oh, God, it is sick. I pray this morning that you come in mind to me, somebody, God. Change your mind. Be that change breaker in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Change have been on the mind so long, God. In the name of audible shit, God. Be that hard regulator for somebody to just go bullshit this morning, God. Oh, God, we cry out to you. Go bullshit. Come in mind to do, oh, God, and have your way this morning. Can't do nothing till you come, God. We can't even breathe, God. Can't even walk, God. Nothing till you come on the scene, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us realize, God, you are in control. We're not in control, God. We can't do nothing to walk, God. Oh, God, how we cry out this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you for new revelation, Lord, God. That you are the incredible thing in our spirit, God. Yes, Lord, he comes to the Lord. You are the one, Ikotoboshe, God. We thank you, God, Ikotoboshe, God, for making us Ikotoboshe. Continue to stretch us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Ikotoboshe, for the new, God. Because the old is gone. The new have arrived in Ikotoboshe this morning. In the name of Jesus, Ikotoboshe, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, yes, Ikotoboshe, God. We thank you, God, Ikotoboshe, God. We realize 7 months ago, Moshe, been stuck in a place. Seemed like we couldn't come out. Oh, God, but when you arrive, oh, God, everything have changed. Everything looks new. He go by Shadna. New information, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your glory this morning. We thank you. We ask you, Lord, this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Lord, Moshe, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, these saints, thank you, Lord, and have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father, we thank you. God, we thank you. My God, what an awesome prayer. We're going to let God arise and our enemies are going to be scattered. We're going to give God a praise. I'm telling you right now, you're going to give God a praise. You're going to give God a shout. You're going to thank him. You're no longer going to allow your situation to get you to go through a life. Going to get you tired. Going to get you weary. You're going to have, my God,
you're going to begin to have some explosive energy in the spirit. You ain't going to know where it's going to come from. You're going to be explosive in your prayer. You're going to be explosive in your worship. You're going to be explosive seeking out the things of God. You're going to be explosive ministering and also interacting and delivering the word. You're going to be explosive in the name of Jesus. You're going to be explosive in everything that you do. No longer you're going to see things are not going to explode around you as you begin to open your mouth and you begin to dwell on the things of God. You begin to speak and release in the atmosphere as God done commanding you to do. You begin to release different things. You're going to be explosive in releasing the words that you say going to be explosive. The things that you're going to begin to release, my God, on your life, others around you, through prayer, through exaltation, through worship, through petition, before the living God. You shall be explosive. It will explode in the heavens and make a sound, my God Almighty. In the name of Jesus, you will be explosive because God is putting in alignment. He is lining up your articulation in the name of Jesus. It shall be explosive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God, it shall. No longer you will look upon yourself. Look upon the words that you say. Look upon your prayer. Look upon your worship. Look upon the different things that you speak out in the atmosphere as if it's not going to happen, as if it's not going to unfold, as if it doesn't have enough power to reach God, as if, my God, the enemy will come and take it and steal it and do whatever it wants with it. It shall not happen. Because your position is on high, and when you begin to speak on high, you will release to everything that is below you, because you are now positioned in the kingdom, the dominant one, the one that has authority, and the one that walk with God. No longer you're going to go to your workplace and feeling down and feeling unhappy. You don't like to be here. You don't want to be here. You're going to go there and understand that, listen, I am in authority, and I shall have a right to be here, and I'm my here, my season, why I am here. I'm here to bring an impact. I'm here to bring a change. I'm here, my God, my presence alone, owner. If it'll help you to increase financially, if it'll help you to grow your business, if it'll help you, because God sent me here with my presence, with my work ethics, my God Almighty, to impact and influence everything around me. No longer you shall walk in life and feel as though that you are a problem, you are a weight, you are an individual that get on somebody's nerves, you are an individual that's trying to take up all their time, you stressing somebody out. No, you shall be an individual that you understand that it's a privilege that I'm calling you. You shall be an individual that you understand that when you reach out to somebody, it's a privilege for them to answer their phone. It's a privilege for them to talk to you. It's a privilege for you to speak with them. My God Almighty, you're going to operate, you're going to execute, you're going to flow in that diligent place that God designed for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My goodness, I give him a yes. I give him a yes. In the name of Jesus, it will be. It is so. It's going to happen in your life. It will be so. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, I want to set the stage for this morning, for this week. My God, I want to set the stage for we to come up into a higher realm, for we could come into another place of understanding. Things been revealed. Things been unfold unto us. God, continue to stretch our capacity of our understanding so we can continue to get into him. And the more understanding, the more knowledge, the more we get fed, we have the tools and we have the understanding to dismantle dismantle the enforcer, that dismantle the enemy and dismantle the different things and what he comes to do. And we could begin to put his works, his execution in their proper place because of articulation, how we articulate the word, and we begin to put the word in certain places, and we begin to express different things pertaining to the word or pertaining to different things or that we got taught or how we've been taught. Amen. We begin to articulate, and the enemy just begin to laugh and laugh and laugh, and we begin to see that we don't see no results on different things. I know that it's favor on my life, but I don't see results. I know that God gave me the power, my God, the healing power is inside of me, but I don't see no results. I know that God gave me the power to untame the wealth, my God, I don't see no results. Everything that I try to do, I don't see no results. I understand that I'm happy. I understand that the peace of the Lord is in my life, but the thing about it is I don't see no results. And it's because our philosophy, it makes our articulation all out of place and all out of whack. And long as the enemy understands that your philosophy is not right and your context is all out of place, he knows that your articulation is not going to be on point. The enemy do not want to mess with somebody who understand and have truth inside of them. He don't care about what type of knowledge you have. He care about, do you have truth? He care about if you have truth, he got a problem with you. If you're going to get truth, he got a problem with you, because he understands that it's the truth that comes set you free. Regardless of what type of information you have, that doesn't mean you're going to be set free. It's because of the truth of the gospel come and set you free. And you got to set up shop. They set up shop with different churches, different religions, different beliefs. They set up shop in your neighborhood because they call themselves prophet, or they call themselves pastor or apostle. They call themselves chief or bishop because they set up shop with a title and have a couple of people following them. That doesn't mean that their articulation, that doesn't mean their philosophy, that doesn't mean different things in their life are correct. And because of that, we begin to run behind individual because it's set up shop. We begin to be influenced by peers. Now the enemy done came into the place. He is destroying the influence. I'm talking about healthy influence in the body of Christ, and he begin to wear the influence within him. Y'all about to hear me. He begin to wear the influence within him, because now the influence in the body of Christ done been destroyed. Why? Because we influence people to come to a place to where the articulation is not correct, philosophy is not correct, and now we having problems. You hear me? So now it's hard for us to go out there and witness and win souls over, trying to influence them to the body of Christ. When you do that, you begin to hear philosophy, or you begin to hear things like this: I don't want to go to that place. All these people want my money. None of these preachers are right. Y'all about to hear me. None of these people's all right. They slipping in, they dipping in, they diving, and they always hook and sliding. Amen. These some jackass joker. I'd rather to stay home and just mind my own business. I'd rather to stay home and turn on a TV. I'd rather to stay home because all they do is gossip. All they do is talk. All they do is have that. Do you see how the enemy done took the influence? My God, God done gave us that for the kingdom of God, to influence the people to be in power, to influence the people to be effective, and the enemy don't took that, my God, that influence and working it for himself. He must the enemy become to influence our mind. We start getting to the point now, don't you worry about it, baby. You don't have to go to the church. You don't feel good right now. You just been influenced by the demonic presence. Because I tell anybody, if I don't feel good, my best place need to be in the presence of God. My best place need to be in around some groups of believers. Y'all about to hear me, where somebody can get a prayer through, where the atmosphere atmosphere, Lord, where I could celebrate, and y'all about to hear me this morning, I could celebrate and roll with God, because we've been influenced under demonic power. Why we've been influenced? I'm going to get to that right quick, because we want to dismantle the enforcer of the enemy and bring you into a place of activation. And I declare and I decree that once you be activated and you understand how you've been activated, you will not never shed it off again. You will recognize when the enemy comes and try to shed you off, you ain't going to shed off. Your praise going to get louder. Your prayer going to get deeper. Your worship going to get, I feel the Holy Ghost on me right now. Your worship going to get deeper. No longer you're going to be lukewarm saints of God again, that are praise and worship leader or the pastor got to pump and prime you. You shall come in the gates where things begin. You shall make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You shall give him a holler. Y'all hear me this morning? The Holy Ghost unto the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Pastor, slow down. You got to give us this. You got to give us this. Slow down. Now, it's too early in the morning for this. We ain't used to in the morning getting all this. We're too early, Pastor. Diabolically. I want y'all to hear this word. Diabolical. 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 That is D-I-A-B-O-L-I-C-A. Diabolical. That is a demonic word. That is the demonic influence. That is the demonic influence that the body of Christ is over. That is the operation what God, y'all about to hear me, that is the operation that the enemy begin to have your mind into a demonic place and have you to walk, y'all about to hear me, into a demonic influence. That's that demonic influence, my God almighty. That's that demonic person, my God. That's that demonic spirit. Diabolical. Y'all about to hear me. That's because of the diabolical. That's why many of us have been influenced. That's why many of us been walking into some demonic stuff that we don't understand. And that's where the enemy wants you to keep you at, into a place where you don't understand, into a place where your articulation is not correct and your articulation is totally wrong. And that way he can keep you on up that diabolical forces. Y'all about to hear me? Please look that up. I will break it down, but I want to keep going. Amen. Watch this. It says, my God almighty, the greatest, my God, enemy of the kingdom is not the devil of sin. Y'all about to hear me. It is ignorant to the word of God. That's the greatest weapon. That is the greatest weapon, because when you begin to deal with people that is bound, people are bound because they don't have enough information to get them free. Y'all about to hear me. And it's not only they don't have enough information to get them free, they don't believe enough of information to set them free. They don't have enough, my God, revelation of faith to help them to be free. Y'all about to hear me. My God, when we begin to deal with, watch this, when we begin to deal with darkness, we begin to deal with darkness of the earth, darkness of the heavens, second heaven, lower heaven, darkness, representing darkness. In the Hebrew, the understanding of darkness in the Hebrew is translated and is ignorant. It's translated as in ignorant. Amen. Other words, not knowing. Other words, thinking you know and you don't know. Y'all about to hear me. Thinking you're learning something and you're not receiving something. The enemy is effective on you because it's things that you don't know. And watch this. Then when we come in certain things that we do know, he become effective in our life because our philosophy and articulation is totally off. So therefore, he begin to execute on us. And the more we stay dormant, the more we stay into a place of darkness. What Hosea said in the 4th chapter of Hosea in the 6th verse, y'all about to hear me? For he said, my people, my God, are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Y'all about to hear me? A lack of knowledge, because you have rejected the knowledge, I will also reject it you. Y'all about to hear me? It's the knowledge going to bring you into the marvelous light. When the Bible speaks of the book of Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God, it's using the armor as a metaphor, but it's the knowledge it's telling you to
put on. You're helping us salvation. When I understand and I have my philosophy and my articulation correct about the helmet of salvation, baby, you could come and say something what you want to say to me. I'm not going back into the world. I'm not going back and take another drink. I'm not, y'all about to hear me? The enemy that's going to come in with his diabolical presence, he is not going to influence me to do things that going to separate me from the love of God. Y'all hear me this morning? He is not going to do anything to separate me from the love of God. Why? Because my philosophy and my articulation about the heaven of salvation, I don't have to worry about nobody praying for me for mind battles because I got enough information of myself. You don't have to talk to me about my neighbor. I already know my neighbor because I'm wearing the helmet of salvation. When you wear the helmet of salvation, you're not easily persuaded in your mind. Y'all about to hear me. Nobody can come and tell you something and you react to it. Nobody can tell you about gossip or tell you about somebody and you react to it. My God Almighty, it's only when you're not wearing that helmet when they could come and tell you something. They could come and say something to you, and you begin to take a blow. You begin to take a hit. My God Almighty, because you don't got your helmet on. Philosophy, salvation is a word that goes deep, and it brings, my God, it brings philosophy. It has knowledge in it. Helmet of salvation. That's an individual is a strong tower. An individual that is unmovable. An individual that doesn't walk with a double-minded, my God, where that individual is, my God, is unstable in all their ways. That individual know they what they want. They don't go and wonder upon the is this my church? They know this their church. Y'all about to hear me? God. Is this my pastor? They know that that's their pastor. Is this my wife? They don't act like my wife. I'm ready to divorce them. You know that's your wife. Put on the helmet of salvation. Is this my husband? My husband getting on my nerves. Baby, you got to walk. Helmet of salvation is the individual walking with confidence and for surety. Know who you are in God. Know who you are. Because that's a metaphor. A metaphor to understand, my God Almighty, the knowledge of, and God said that heaven, the armor that it talks about in Ephesians, it talks about our armor, and it talks about a metaphor, but it's really talks about knowledge. It's really giving you the knowledge. When you talk about the word of the sword that is a double edge, it talks about information, information from Genesis to Revelation. You better hear me, my God. And the more information you have, the more correct information you have. That's how you sharpen up your blade, baby. When you begin to get into the word of God and study yourself approved, what are you doing? Yeah. You're sitting over there with that stone in your hand, my God Almighty, and you sharpen up your braid, you sharpen it up, and that way when God tells you to step out on faith and when fear comes in and your blade is so sharpened, you will say, the Lord is my light in my salvation, whom shall I say? Y'all about to hear me this morning, because my blade is, y'all about to hear, my blade is sharpened, it's sharpened, it's sharpened. Why? Because the information, because of knowledge, and because I articulate it correctly. I'm just not out here playing the whole roller. I'm not just out here turn around three times, take a deep breath, and fall out, baby. My God Almighty, I'm here executing the word of God. I'm here executing a principle. My God, that's why I could tell you this morning, no, my God, I am more than a conqueror. Because what God don't touch and shout on me, whatever you want to bring, I can overcome it because I'm walking into the truth of the word. And when you're walking into the truth of the word, you are now walking into the light. Oh, y'all hear me this morning? No, you're walking into the light. My God, the shield of faith, the brass plates of righteousness. Baby, when you got the brass plates of righteousness, you don't have to put your salvation down for 5 minutes, let you whoop somebody tail. You don't do that. You don't do that. When you got that righteousness on, baby, you live a saved life. You got the word of God in your heart. You got worship all inside. Y'all about to hear me? You got worship all inside of you. When it talks about the brass plate, it talks about, my God, what's in my heart will come out. If it's worship in my heart, it's going to come out. If it's envy in my heart, it's going to come out. And when the enemy want to come and try to stop my praise because my rent is due, baby, I got the helmet, I got the brass plate of righteousness on me, and therefore you can't penetrate my heart. It's worship inside of me, Dave, that worship me in spirit, in truth. Is there anybody got a worship this morning?
Yes,
I feel a hallelujah, my God, in my soul. When you go to work, baby, you don't go to work. My God, your heart is fluttering. I don't want to be here. Baby, I got worship in my heart. I got the joy of the Lord inside of me. I got the strength of God. Information and articulation bring forth a perfect, my God, a execution in the spirit. Y'all hear me this morning? It brings forth, my God, my shield of faith, my shield of faith. My God, my God, why that faith? My God, why the shield as a metaphor described as, y'all about to hear me, as faith. My God, my God, any negativity that comes your way, baby, you should have that shield up that blocking anything. It's nothing going to be able to stop you. When God told you you healed, baby, you put that shield, you operate, my God. Yes. And because, watch this, when God said you healed, guess what you don't did? You don't gather all the information. And when you gather information about your healing, how to eat right, exercise, doing this, putting this in your proper order, what you are doing is putting on the shield of, y'all about to hear me, my God, you wearing your shield. You win your shield. My God, you got to understand. And this is the place, my God, I got to hit this a little bit and I got to go. My God, this is the place where God is trying to bring the body of Christ and try to bring you. You got to understand, once you kingdom and you kingdom minded, you not so spiritual high minded till you're not no earthly good. When you understand things about the kingdom, you'll understand that it takes you to activate and execute. You hear me? God release it. God don't put it over you. God don't give you permission. God don't, my God, gave you an inheritance, but you got to put it to work. So long suffering, because of the articulation and because of the execution and because of the philosophy we get, we thinking that God going to do it all for us. We thinking that God going to do it all for us. He is going to do it for you, but he's going to do it through you. You got to hear me, because God said, I'm going to do it for you. Other words, he releases approval over your life. And what you do from that place on is up to you. You about to hear me. Many of you, you got approval over your life. Well, God said, I'm going to turn your finances around. But, baby, what are you doing with it? And this is the place to where it separates for a person that walking in a kingdom and a person that walking in religion. Religion will help you to sit on your couch and tell you, long as you pay your tithes and offering, and everything is going to be all right. And, by God, kingdom mind will say, my God, you can pay your tithes and offering. That's just a strategy to recover, my God, what you produce in your home. But if you don't get up off your tail and go and put in some work, go and turn in some application, you'll be a broke taxpayer. Y'all about to hear me up in here this morning. That's the, my God, that's the difference with religion and kingdom person with a kingdom mindset. A kingdom mindset where an individual understands that it takes work. It takes them to begin to operate. You could get all the approval and all the benefits from God, but baby, if you never go and exercise your benefits or exercise your kingdom right, you are not going to see things to be fulfilled in your life. Y'all about to hear me? In your life. You could talk a good talk, but your walk going to be totally off. You could speak a good word, but your life's going to be totally off. I don't know about you, but we got enough folks that got a good talk and their wife is already, y'all about to hear me? Don't come and speak because of religion and make your articulation off. You're going to tell me how good God is and what God going to do in my life, and you need God to make a way out for you. Baby, we got some articulation issues here. We got some execution issues here. We got some philosophy issues here. You could tell me what every word, you can repeat after every word, but yet you still jacked up, you still messed up. We got some execution and some philosophy issues here. And that's the mentality of somebody is in religion and coming from somebody that is in the kingdom, a kingdom-minded person. Understand that, you know what, is I got to go to work. I just cannot sit here. I can't sit here and die. I got to get up and go to work. Somebody need to tell themselves, regardless if you don't have to go nowhere this morning, you got to tell yourself, if I'm going to be in the kingdom of God, I got to go to work. I got to go to work. I got to go to work. For I can exercise my benefits and exercise my birthrights. I can exercise my benefits and my birthrights. I'm just about done for this part here. My God Almighty. My God. The enemy. The enemy. The enemy. The temptation. The temptation of Christ was all about a struggle over power rulership and who could control the kingdom on earth. Who could control the kingdom of earth? Do you know that God gave you the kingdom on earth? That's why you say the enemy is unbound. The enemy is under your feet. That's why he said, I will make your enemy your footstool. Because he gave you the what? He gave you the power. And because of our articulation and because of the different things that have been taught and been told to us and never showed us how to execute. And because of different things and because our execution, we constantly praying over things that God already gave to us. Can I say that again? We constantly praying over things that God already gave to us, and we sitting back because we don't know, because we still in darkness in certain areas. We trying to get God to activate them, or we trying to get God to put them in a mailbox. So stutter, we looking at God as our Father. We looking at God as a Santa Claus. We looking at God as the one that is the one going to put us on a bottle, going to take just rock from side to side. If you hurt, got your boo-boo, he's going to kiss your boo-boo. If your rent need to be paid, he's going to run over there to your house and give you the check and pay your rent. We don't put him in that place. Why? Because of the philosophy and because an individual done to stimulate different parts in our minds to bring excitement. And because it brought excitement, the excitement is interpreted as correct. The excitement is interpreted as I am in alignment, or I receive. Y'all about to hear me. I receive what you deliver. And because we don't interpret excitement, we don't interpret it in motivation, we don't interpret it, my God Almighty, something that is stimulated and stimulate our minds to bring forth a reaction that I am in alignment, or a reaction that is, man, you know what you're talking about, or brother, you know what you're talking about, or sister, you preach that thing. Therefore, it brought forth some faulty execution and some faulty articulation. And the enemy is just sitting back, crossing his leg, say, yeah, say that thing. He don't got a problem. Listen, you could get all the money you want, and that's where the church done messed up. The enemy want to attack my finances. Baby, we got millionaires in the church. You got to hear me. And here you are.
Amen.
I'm not bringing insult to your finances, but we trying to scrub together $2.50, and the enemy want to attack your $2.50. That is the wrong execution and the wrong articulation. It's not about that. He don't want you. Y'all about to hear me. He don't never want you to come in the truth how you can attain thousands or you can attain financial freedom, for you don't have to worry about another bill in a day in your life. And now it been interpreted or it been executed as the enemy want to attack my finances. Baby, no. Let me tell you something. We got billionaires right here. If you want to attack somebody, he attack somebody up in the billionaire column. He attack somebody up in the millionaire column. But that is the, my God, that is the philosophy that done been placed inside of us. And because of the philosophy that placed inside of us, it make our execution, our articulation in our execution all messed up. And that's why some of us is still having fights with the devil over our finances. My God,
amen.
Are you anointed? Are you appointed? Are you a child of God? So therefore, if I'm anointed, if I'm appointed, if I'm a child of God, and if the devil is under my feet, I'm not having a fight with the enemy, because Apostle told us last week, if we are fighting with the enemy because we are eye level with him, and God did not tell me to be eye level with the adversary. I rule, I domine, I'm in a place of kingship, a place of authority. The devil is under me. I'm not eye level. Y'all about to hear me here. I'm not eye level with him.
Oh yeah, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, I declare and I decree this morning
you won't have another fight, because the fight is already won. The battle is already won. The enemy just want to fight with your, my God, he want to fight with your information. He want to fight with your philosophy. And the more he keep fighting with your information and your philosophy, that's the more he keep you tangled up and keep you into a place. That's the trick of the enemy. If he can keep fighting with you in certain areas, keep you confessing, keep you believing, and you don't see no results, he's fine with that. But I'm telling you right now, I'm ready for God. You know what God can heal right now. You know what God can deliver right now. You know what? God will make a way and provide for you right now, because it is your right in the kingdom for what God has for you. It is for, y'all better hear me up in here. It is for who? It is for you. And let me tell you this, I'm going to get ready to go. We're going to understand this week how to operate in our benefits. If you don't know the benefits, I'm going to give you the benefits again, the benefits of healing, divine health, the living prosperity, success, y'all better hear me, honor, greatness, empowerment, direction, destiny, and also favor. You better hear me. That's the benefits that is already given by me being a son and a daughter of the Most High. Because improper philosophy, and because the improper philosophy brought the wrong articulation, and the articulation in our execution became wrong. And now we come to a place, I don't try everything. And because I tried everything, I need somebody that I could trust, or somebody I believe that have a more philosophy and more understand how to execute effective than me. Even though God said, I gave you the power. Y'all about to hear me. Y'all about to hear me. And when he made that quotation, I gave you the power, he didn't say, I gave the power to the apostle. I gave the power to the evangelist. I gave the power to the prophet. I gave the power to the teacher. He didn't say, I gave the power to the pastor. He said, I gave you power.
Yes.
This week, you're going to begin to tap into that power. And you're going to begin to tap into that area for you to execute correctly. And this week, I declare and I decree that that stigma that is in your perception, it's going to get ready to come out, and God's going to bring healing to your vision, and you're going to begin to see on a kingdom level. You're not going to begin to see on this level, regardless if you've been there 30 and 40 years. We're going to transition you, paradigm shift you, my God Almighty, into that realm that God don't call you to be, for you could begin to speak life to your health, speak life to your mind, speak life to your situation. You're going to begin to speak life all the way around you, and you're going to understand every process that you go through in life, because you're going to be in the spirit looking down through your process, looking down at your destiny, and that's your purpose. You are an individual. I can care less what your age may be. You're going to be successful, and you're going to identify, and you're going to define success for your life in the name of Jesus. We got to go, and I know y'all want to stay on this line, but baby, we got to, we're going to be right here tomorrow. We're going to be right here tomorrow at 7 a.m., and we're going to get into this execution, and we're going to come out of the place of wrong articulation, and that way it causing the information in our execution to be wrong, and we're not seeing no results in it. My God, do you understand that when you go on, when you are high, lifted up, nothing cannot bring you down. Only thing to bring you down is yourself. Nothing can bring you down. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to dig into this tomorrow. Not even God himself have the authority to bring you down. I'm going to show you why. I'm going to tell you why. Watch this. When you operating in a place where you high and lifted up, and you operating with the proper articulation, the articulation of submission, the articulation, y'all about to hear me, humbleness. You operate in submission, you operate in humbleness, and you have a spirit where you are open to learn, and you open to the spirit of God. God himself will not reject you from that place. Nothing can bring you down. That, y'all about to hear me, I challenge you, when you go to your local church, when you get around something that empower you, it's going to constantly increase your life. and everything that constantly brings you down or cannot match up to the level you on to bring you increase or match up to where you are, you will not receive it in your spirit. You will let it reflect off of you. This is the last time that you're going to come out of the realm of God, because it's not God rejecting you if you are humble, if you are submitted, and if you are open to the things of God. Let me get out of here.
No.
I'll break that down some more tomorrow. My God, for my Bible scholars, I'm going to help you out on that one, because I know I'm going to help you scratching your head. Good. I want to challenge your ability, your capacity to receive more information and to learn, dig into the word. You'll hear me. It's all up in there. God bless you all. We're going to see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless you all.